非常有意思的一件事情，就是说他有很多次提到说我们要感恩，感谢神。
There's 150 chapters.
那如果总共有150篇。
And there are over 80 times that it says either give thanks or it talks about having thanksgiving for God.
那么大概有80次提到说我们或者说感谢神，或者把神把感谢归于神。
It reminded me of a story.
那么这就让我想到一个故事。
And it actually made me feel bad because when I pray, I actually don't spend a lot of time thanking God. I pray and ask for things.
那么让我呢，其实也觉得这个有点亏欠，因为在祷告的时候呢，很少提到感谢神。
One day, a young man was walking near a lake by where he lived.
那么有一天呢，有一个年轻人呢，他在他家附近的一个湖边走。
Not a lot of people.
没有很多人。
But he looked out and there was a little tiny, do you know the word pier?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little pier that went out and there was just one or two children that were there.
那么他走到那个湖边的时候呢，看到有深的湖里边有一个栈桥，他看到有些孩子在那个地方。
You know, and they're running back and forth.
他们在那个地方跑来跑去。
One of them had a nice hat on.
Say again. 他有一个人呢，他头上戴一顶帽子。
And suddenly, the boy with the hat, he fell into the water.
所以那个人呢，戴帽子的人呢，掉到水里去了。
And he could see the boy was sort of, and he knew the boy couldn't swim.
他看到这个孩子一直在水里挣扎，他知道这个孩子不能游泳。
So what does he do?
那么他做了什么呢？
He runs over there, he jumps off, and then he grabs the boy and he brings the boy in.
那么他跑过去，然后把那个跳到河里水里边，把那个孩子给救上来。
You know the hat. Who cares about the hat?
那么这个帽子呢是没有关系嘛。
And then he took the boy and he found out where the boy lived, and he took the boy home, knocked on the door, and then gave him back to his parents.
那么他呢就发现这个就是问这个孩子哪儿住，然后把这个孩子带到他的父母家，把这个孩子给了他父母。
You know, you'd think that they would say thank you.
那么你就想到呢，说这个孩子家人呢就会说呢谢谢你。
No thanks.
但是他没有说。谢谢。
They just, well, that's fine. Go, close the door.
所以说，好好好，说那就行了，那不孩子有了，你们走吧，就关了门。
But then the next day, the parents started asking around where this man lived, and they went to that man's house.
那么这第二天的时候呢，这些家人呢就问呢，就是他家人就问说，这个人住在哪儿？他就想去这个人的家里面去。
So that young man, he opened the door, then he saw the parents of that young boy.
那么说他这一天打开门以后呢，就看见这个小孩呢就在他的这个门口。
What do you think they were there for?
那么你想想看，他们到那个地方是做什么呢
？You probably all think, well, one of two things.
那么你就想到说他可能其中的一件事情。
Maybe they're going to pull out some money or give him a little reward and say, "Oh man, you saved my son's life. You gave me his life. I need to give you something."
所以你可能就说他们打开钱包说，你看我给你点钱，因为你爸爸救了我的孩子，我给你点奖励。
But the least they could have done was at least said to him, "Thank you."
那么最起码他们可以做的就是说谢谢你。
So he opens the door and he says, "Oh, it's good to see you."
那么他打开门一看，说："哎呀，很高兴见到你们。
"And but suddenly they were angry.
但是突然呢，他们就非常的愤怒。
Where's his hat?
他说他的帽子在哪儿呢？这孩子。
Where's my son's hat?
我儿子的帽子在哪里呢
？You didn't bring me the hat. Where is it?
说你没有把帽子拿回来，说帽子去哪儿了
？And then the young man was just stunned.
那么这个人呢就很吃惊，这个年轻人。
And I thought, you know.Sometimes we're like that with God.
那么我就想到呢，其实有的时候呢，我们对跟在神面前也像这样。
Aren't we?
是不是这样呢
？You know, don't we come and God gives us His life? He gives us many things. He actually saves us.
那么你看，神来到世界上，他把他的生命给了我们，给了我们很多的很多东西。
But how many times in a week do we stop and thank God?
那么在一个礼拜当中我们有多少时间是停下来感谢神
And when I say thank God, I don't mean talk to somebody else and be thankful, but I mean in prayer, talking to God alone, say, God, I thank you for this, I thank you for that, I thank you.
你说感谢神不是说在两个人谈话当中说提的感谢，是在你自己的祷告当中就说感谢神你给了我这些。
In the Bible, it tells us to give God thanks.
那么在圣经里边告诉我们说，我们要把归荣归赞美给神。
Sometimes it says to do so because of the things He gives us.
那么我们这样做的原因呢？有的时候是因为他给了我们些什么。
Sometimes it's because of the way God has rescued us.
那么在有的时候我们感恩是因为他拯救了我们。
But it also tells us to thank God simply because He created us.
那么有的时候我们就应该感谢神，仅仅是因为他创造了我们。
You know, thank God that He created us and He gives us life.
那么谢谢神，他创造了我们，给了我们生命。
So as I open up the book of John,
那么当我们打开约翰福音的时候，
First thing it says,
那么第一件事情，他这本书一开始就说
，Jesus is God and He created us.
说耶稣就是这位神，他创造了我们。
But He created us, but we don't thank Him.
但是他创造了我们呢，我们却不感谢他。
Well, it's actually not that we don't thank Him; it's just that we don't even recognize Him.
不仅仅是我们不感谢他，我们其实我们却不认识他。
So we're going to read, and what I would like to do is.Encourage each of us on a daily basis to spend some time in prayer and thank God.
So, 我想鼓励大家呢，在每天的生活当中，我们拿出一点时间来感谢神。
He holds our life.
他给了我们生命。
So, let us stand and we're going to read this together.
我们再站起来，我们来一起读这段经文。
We'll read English, Chinese.And then English, and then Chinese.
是我们读的时候呢，我们是中文读一下，再读英文，在下一节的时候，我们再读中文、英文，这样一个顺序。
Okay, so in the English,
in the beginning
was the Word, and the Word was with God.
The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. 太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在。All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. 万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的。世界却不认识他。
Let me just pray and ask God to help.
来，我们祷告。来
，Father, I pray that you will help me to honor your word.
天父，我要向你祷告，帮助我能够遵从你的话语。
And even though it's a very simple message, I pray that you will speak to us.
那尽管这是一个很简单的信息，但是你亲自要向我们讲话。
In Jesus' name.
我们靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
祷告，阿门。
You may be seated.
啊，请坐。
Okay, so 下一个。In America, every children starts out reading some small children's books.
那么在美国呢，很小孩子呢，很小的时候都会读一些幼儿读物。
And one book, it's called The Fables of Aesop.
那么有一本书呢，就是伊索寓言。
You know, that book is actually a series of stories from a man who lived in Greece over 2,000 years ago.
怎么那个伊索寓言呢？就是这个伊索呢，是在2000多年前希腊的一个人，他写的故事。
Help our children learn some values.
怎么这个书呢，帮助我们的孩子呢，学一些价值观。
And one little story is called The Travelers and the Plane Tree.
那么有一个这个故事呢，叫做这个旅行者和阔叶树。
I actually had to look up plane tree. I don't know what kind of tree it is, but it is a tree in England.
那么这是我还得要那个看看找一找呢，这个树到底这个阔叶树到底是什么树？确实在英国呢，确实有这样一种树。
But there were two young boys.
那么有两个年轻的人。
Or I should say two young men.
两个年轻人。
In the summertime, they went on a trip from one place to another, but it was summer, and it was really, really hot.
那么在一个夏天的时候呢，他们去到一个远方去，这一天呢是夏天，非常非常热。
And where they were going, there were not many trees, a lot of fields, but no trees.
那么他们去的那个地方呢，是没有树，有很多的都是很开阔的这个草地，但是没有树。
So they're walking along, but as they walk, they're getting hot and tired.
那么他们一直在走，什么他们感觉呢越来越热。
And they finally come to this tree.
他们最后呢，他找到这么一棵树。
But it's not a small tree.
这是一个不是个小树
It's a huge tree.
是一棵大树
And it's almost like an umbrella, these big, thick leaves.
他们的这个树的伞，这个树冠呢，就像一个伞一样遮盖他们
And it's wonderful because there's this big spot of shade and a little breeze.
那么这时候在这树底下有一大片的阴凉，还有一阵小风
So when you're hot and you're tired, what do you do when you see the tree?
那么当你又热又累的时候，你看着树的时候，你会说是想什么呢
？You know, that's air conditioning.
说就跟这个我们今天空调一样。
Well, I'm going to sit down and we're going to rest a little while.
是我们刚坐在树底下，我们要好好休息一下。
You know, and so they laid down.
所以他们就躺在树底下。
They looked up at the tree.
他们就抬头看这个树。
And they started to cool down.
那么他们这时候感觉就凉快下来了。
They were relaxing.
他们就放松了。
Oh, it was nice.
说这是太好了。
But one of the boys,
其中有一个男孩说
look up there.
说看到抬头看往上看
There's no fruit.
说没有怎么没有果子呢
There's no fruit to eat and there's no nuts to eat.
没有果子也没有坚果。
And look at the wood of that tree. It's all kind of bent. You probably can't even use this tree to make furniture.
所以一看这个树干的话呢，也是扭曲的。说这个木头呢，也不能用来做家具。
You know, how come you don't give us fruit? How come you don't give us nuts?
所以你为什么不给我们这个水果，不给我们的这个坚果？
This is a useless tree.
这树一点用处没有。
And then all of a sudden,
那突然间。
This really big voice.
那么他们听到这个声音。
This really big voice came from the middle of the tree.
说这个树开始发声了。
You ungrateful boy.
说你这些不能不知感恩的人。
I mean, you come along, and here I am, and I give you all this shade.
那你来到我这里，我给你这么大的阴凉。
I help you relax.
我帮助你放松。
I help you feel alive again.
我让帮助你能够把获得这个回到生命力。
And all you do is complain.
那么你所做能做的就是说抱怨。
What's wrong with you?
你到底你有问题呢
？They complained.
说他们抱怨。
You know, when you think about the people of Israel as they left Egypt and they went through the desert.
那么当你想到这个以色列人他们在离开埃及的时候进到沙漠
，Were they thankful?
他们有感恩吗
？God gave them Moses and Aaron.
他们神给了他们摩西和亚伦。
God gave them manna to eat.
神给他们玛纳可以吃。
He even gave them birds, quail to eat.
他们甚至给他们鹌鹑在沙漠里边吃。
He even gave them the hope and the promise, I will take you into that land.
他们甚至给他们这个应许之地。
And when they needed water, what did he do? God provided water.
说当他们需要水的时候，神供应给他们水。
Were they thankful?
他们有没有感恩呢
？Were they?
他们有没有感恩呢？
You know the story.
说你知道这个故事的。
They complained about everything.
说他们在抱怨。
That was the sin.
说这是他们的罪。
They gave him Moses and Aaron, and they complained about Moses.
说他们的神给了他们亚伦摩西和亚伦他，但是他们对抱怨这个摩西。
He gave them that manna, and they complained about the food.
他们神给了他们玛纳，但他们抱怨他们食物。
God's up here. I'm going to take you into this promised land.
都神说好，来，我带你们到这个应许之地去。
I'm going to give it to you. I will fight for you.
说这个地方我要给你们，我要替你们征战。
But what did they do?
他们做什么呢
？They complained.
他们抱怨。
They complained.
他们抱怨。
And because they complained, they went around and around in circles.
所以因为他们抱怨，所以他们在那个荒漠里边一直在绕圈子。
40 years,
一直有四十年之久。
God gives us life.
神给了我们生命。
And He gives us everything we need for life.
他给了我们生命当中所需要的一切。
And the most basic part of our relationship with God is acknowledging Him and thanking Him.
我们与神关系最基本的部分就是我们要认知有神，而且我们要感谢神。
The most basic problem that humanity has with God is he has created us, he gives us life, but we do not honor him and we do not thank him.
所以我们人类的最基本最大的问题就是，虽然神创造了我们，给了我们生命，但是我们不认识他。
And as we open up the book of John, that's what came to my mind this week.
所以当这个我打开这个约翰福音的时候，这些思绪就来到我的脑海里边。
You know, the opening of the book basically says Jesus is God, Jesus created us, but we do not honor him.
所以打开圣经，我们看到说，耶稣就是神，他创造了我们，但是我们却不认识他。
Jesus was God in the beginning, which means he was part of creating us.
就是耶稣基督在一开始的时候，他就是神，所以他就我们知道他创造了我们。
You know, right in the beginning, the first thing, right from Genesis 1, in the beginning, that's a creation.
所以我们一看在创世纪第一章第一节就说在太初。
And then he repeats it.
但是他一直在他然后接着呢约翰一直在重复。
See how he repeats it? In the beginning was God. So in the beginning was the word, he was in the beginning with God.
说在他就说在太初有道，这个道就是神，然后在太他一开始就与神同在。
This is written like a poem.
这就像写 一首诗一样。
You know what it says one thing, it says something in the middle, and then it goes back and it says what it did in the beginning.
所以他就说在开始的时候 一句话，中间的时候讲一些延伸，然后呢在最结尾的时候又回到第一句话。
He's trying to really emphasize you need to understand this.
所以他一直在强调说你要明白这个道理。
So he says, God was in the beginning, or the word was in the beginning with God, which means he was part of creation.
说太初的时候有道，这个道呢就是创造的一部分。
And then he says two things, which actually together mean that he is God.
那么他说他们是道与神同在，他们其实在一起，他就是神。
When it says the word was with God,
当说这个道是与神在一起的时候，
you know, we think that with means next to.
所以我们想的就是说在一起就是两个人并排在一起。
The normal word for with in Greek would be next to.
所以在这个在希腊文里面说正常的说在一起的意思呢是两个人并排相站。
This isn't the normal word.
但是这个地方在这段经文里面它不是那个通常所用的那个词。
This is like this.
它是两个人是这样的。
The word is face to face.
说这个两个道与神是两个人是面对面。
You know that in China there's a kind of clothing and people say 背靠背。
所以在中文里面我们知道说是背靠背 back to back.
This is not 背靠背。
不是 it's not back to back here.
Yeah. This is face to face.
说这是面对面。
And then he says,Jesus was not only face to face with God. Jesus is God.
所以他就是耶稣与神是两个人面对面。他耶稣就是神。
道就是神。
Word is God.
He's God.
He's 他就是神。
And what I want to also tell you is that the word, the way the word for was is written.
所以这个是里在英文里面讲的这个。道就是这个就是在这个是这么写的。
The imperfect tense means that when the beginning happened, he was already existing.
所以他这个时态呢，就是说在一开始是有时间的时候，他已经就是了。
So the first thing John wants us to know as we open the Gospel of John is Jesus is God.
所以当我们打开约翰福音的时候，就知道耶稣就是神。
And then he has us focus on the fact that Jesus was part of creating us.
所以接着他就讲到说，耶稣就是创造我们的那在那个那里边。
Look at what he says.
说我们看看他怎么写的。
All things.
他说万物。
All things were made through him.
是都是借着他造的。
That's us.
说我们就是。
He said, without him.Nothing was made that was made. There's nothing that wasn't made without Christ.
说凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And this is repeated a few times.
那么这句话呢，一直重复了几次。
In Colossians, it talks about Jesus part of creating us.
哥罗西书讲的说，我们都是靠那个神创造了我们。
Notice it says, "By Him all things were created." In Colossians.
所以 万有都是靠他造的，在哥罗西书当中讲到。
All things were created through him.
所以我们是万有都是呢靠着他造的。
And for him.
是为他而造的。
Now I'm not going to explain something to you.
那么我不是要给你解释一些什么东西。
Because essentially what this says is Jesus was like the instrument.The tool that was used to create us.
所以在这里讲到，就是耶稣就好像是创造我们所使用的那个工具。
I have no idea what that means.
但我确实不知道这到底是什么意思。
So on Friday night, you ask your small group leader.
所以在礼拜五查经的时候，你可以问问你小组带查经的人。
I've got no scientific background. They can answer it.
所以我没有什么这个科学背景知识，可能也许他们有。
No, none of us really knows what it means, but we have to believe that that's what it says because that's the word of God.
其实呢是没有人知道确实它这个意思是什么意思，但是确实呢我们要相信它，因为这是神告诉我们的。
You know, in Hebrews, he says the same exact thing. His son, talking about his son, it was through whom he created the world. God used him.
所以在希伯来书也讲了说，他的儿子他曾借着他创造诸世界。
So what that means is we don't even exist.Without Christ,
so 意思就是说呢，如果没有耶，没有基督，我们就不会存在。
We have absolutely no life without Him.
我们就没离开他，我们再是没有生命的。
And not only that, He actually holds our lives together.
不仅仅如此，而且他是要经常把我们拖住。
Now I want you to go back and look at Colossians 1.
所以我们再回去看呢，有这个哥罗西书第一章。
In Him.In Christ,
在耶稣基督里边
everything is held together.
说万物都靠他而立
The whole entire universe is held together by Christ.
整个宇宙都是靠着耶稣基督而连来立
Hebrews, he opens up the book, Hebrews 1, he sustains everything.
说在这个希伯来书当中，他说他用命，他托住万有
You know, it's like he holds us in our hand.
就是好像说他把他放在我们的，他把我放他我们放在他手中一样。
This is Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督。
This is great.
所以这是太好了。
Because if we know Jesus, we know the person that gives life.
所以我们如果知道耶稣，我们就知道谁给我们生命。
If we know Jesus, we know who it is that holds everything together.
所以如果我们知道耶稣，我们就知道谁是托住万有的。
If you don't know Jesus,
如果你不认识基督。
You don't know the person that gave you life.
你就不知道是谁给了你生命。
But Jesus is the person that gave you life.
但是耶稣就是那个给你生命的。
And because of that, when you have problems, he can give you more life.
他是其实呢，他因为他是给我们生命，他可以给我们更丰盛的生命。
And if Jesus is the person that holds all of the universe together,
如果耶稣就是那个托住万有的。
When our lives fall apart, if we know Jesus, we know the person who can pull our lives back together.
当我们的生活呢一塌糊涂的时候，我们知道耶稣基督会把我们的生活再重新恢复。
Jesus was God in creating us.
耶稣就是神创造我们那位神。
But more than that,
比这更多的
Jesus was God who came into the world.
耶稣就是来到世界上的那位神。
He made the world,
他创造了世界
but he comes into it.
而且他又来到这个世界
He was in the world.
他在这个世界里面
You know, later he says the word became flesh.
所以我们讲的说这个的道成了肉身
God became a human being.
神成了一个人
And then he reminds us in verse 10, so this is several verses later, verse 10,After he says it in verse 3, in verse 10, he says the world was made through him.
所以在第十节当中，他再次提醒我们说，他是世界是借着他造的。
And when he talks about the world, he's not talking about the whole universe. He's just talking about this world that you and I live in.
所以他在讲的这个世界里面，不是讲的整个的宇宙，他是讲的是我们这些人生活的世界。
He's focusing in on the world of human beings.
他在讲的是我们人类的这个世界。
And he says there's a problem.
所以这是其中有一个问题。
The world did not know him.
世界却不认识他。
We didn't recognize him.
我们不承认他。
We don't acknowledge him.
我们不认识他。
That's the most basic fundamental problem of the relationship of God and man.
这就是我们人类与神这个关系当中最重要的一个最重要的一个问题所在。
So the reason he comes is so that we would know him.
所以这个我们不去他来了，他我们却不认识他。
First Corinthians chapter 8.
那么在哥林多前书第八章里边。
Talks about how Jesus created the world, and then he's talking about actually is Jesus is God, and there's only one God.
他说是讲到耶稣基督创造了世界，耶稣就是这个唯一的神。
He says Jesus Christ through whom we exist.
他讲的是耶稣基督，我们也是借着他才存在的。
When we get up in the morning, we exist because of him.
我们在早晨起来的时候，我们存在就是因为他。
Get in the car, we drive to work.
We
exist. We do that because of him.
So, 我们进了车里面开车，我们存在也是因为耶稣基督。
Makes me think of one thing Job said.
那么就让我想到了这个这个约伯所说的。
Job said, "In his hand."
说约伯讲的说，在他的手中。
In his hand.
在他的手里面。
Is the life of everything.
是所有活物的生命。
In God's.Christ's hand is our life.
说在耶稣基督神的手里面就是我们的生命。
What if he pulls it away?
他说如果他要不拿走的话呢？
You know, it says even our breath.
说他要讲到说甚至我们口中的气息。
Even our breath.
即使还有我就是我们的这个气息。
Of all mankind, of each and every one of us, and all the people around, he holds it in his hand.
所以我们所有人类不仅是一个人，所有人的气息都在他的手里边。
But look at what it says: the world did not know him.
但是这个地方讲的什么？就世界却不认识他。
He holds our whole entire life in his hand, but we refuse to acknowledge him.
但是他把我们的整个生命都托在他手里边，却是我们却不认识他。
Can you imagine?What that must feel like for God?
说你能不能想象说神是怎么感受的呢？
Think about being a parent.
那想一想，我们如果是做父母的。
Some parents.
有一些父母亲。
Because I think a lot.
可能是很多父母亲。
You know, we pour out everything for our children.
我们把所有一切。都给了这个孩子。
We work hard for our children.
我们努力工作是为了孩子。
We pour lots of money for their education.
我们把我们的金钱，很多的金钱放在他们的教育里边。
And then every parent kind of reaches a point, just and you just think of it once.
那么这是我们的所有的父母亲呢，都会达到这么一点。
If they would only say thank you.
他们就是说，如果这孩子能说谢谢你们。
Children.
孩子们。
Youth.
年轻人们。
Your parents are saying to themselves, "If they would only say thank you."
说你的父母亲就说，哎，如果我的孩子能够说一声谢谢。
I know.
我就知道。
Maybe I'm alone.
也许呢，我只有我是这样的人。
But I had that moment.
但是我确实有这么一个这个时刻是这么想的。
If only she would thank me.
说如果她就是说能够说，哎呀，谢谢我。
I'd do anything for her, but just thank me once.
对呀、啊，我可以为你做所有的事情，如果你只就说一句话，说谢谢。
Think of God。
我们想想看看，想想神。
Think of what God。
想想神做的。
In the book of Romans, which explains the most fundamental part of the gospel。
在罗马书的一部分讲的说，这个圣经里面最基本的基要的真理。
This is the most basic thing in life。
这是在生命当中最基本的，生命当中最基本的东西。
Before he tells us who Jesus is and what he did on the cross, the first thing he does is he helps us to understand what sin is.
所以在他讲的说耶稣基督是谁的时候，他想给我们解释说什么是罪。
We make a big mistake when we read that.
当我们读的时候呢，我们有时候经常犯一个很大的错误。
You know, it's three chapters of it.
你如果有整整有三章是在讲这个问题。
We've all sinned and we separate ourselves from God.
所以我们知道，我们因为我们犯了罪，所以我们与神隔绝。
You know, unfortunately, what we do is we focus in on about three verses that talk about sexual immorality.
所以我们知道，我们把我们的整个精力都放在那个三节里面讲的时候，是这个这个淫乱的事情。
And this is the sin that we look at.
所以这一件，这是就我们所看重的那个罪。
But he has spent three chapters. talking about lots of sin.
他其实呢，他在三章里面讲了很多很多的罪。
And there is a logic to our falling away from God.
是在我们离开神这个里面有一个顺序，一个道理。
There's a logic to our falling into sin.
说这为什么我们会进入到罪里面？
And it starts out first.
是首先要开始的是
first.
第一件。
This is the most basic thing about the human's relationship with God.
是最有关我们人类与神最基本的一个问题。
Look at verse 20.
说我们来看看第二十节。
You know, it says God's invisible attributes, His power, His nature.
这神的永能和虽然眼不可能见的神的永能和神性。
He says we could know everything about God through creation.
所以我们可以看到神的创造，我们只能看到神。
At least we know about His existence as creator.
但是我们虽然不能看到，但是我们确实呢看到这些东西，我们知道他是创造者。
And this is the most fundamental sin is what comes next.
这是接下来就是我们所犯的最基本的一个错。
When you read the book of Romans, stop at this verse.
所以当你读罗马书的时候停在这一节上。
Because this is the basis of it all.
这是因为这是我们所有一切问题的根源所在。
And then right after that, the next basis is the fact that we exchange the glory of God for idols.
所以接下来我们所犯的罪是因为我们不感谢神，但是我们呢却敬拜偶像。
All those other sins follow.
所有其他的罪都紧接着而来。
They did not honor him as God.
他们没有把神当作神。
And they did not give thanks to him.
他没有把感谢神。
Wow.
Wow.
You know, you get up and pray every day, right?
所以你知道，可能也每天早上起来会祷告，是不是啊？
Do you just stop?Thank God for your life.
就是在那个时候，真的停下来，谢谢神给了我们生命气息。
I don't mean thank Him for the things He's given us.
我意思说，不是说你是为神所给我们的这些东西感谢神。
More basic, just thank Him for giving us life.
我们只是感谢神给了我们生命气息。
And just thank Him for who He is.
感谢神是因为他是神。
In the book of Psalms, when it talks about thanking, a lot of times it's just for who he is.
在这个诗篇里面有很多感谢神的话语，就是感谢神，就是因为他是神。
Give thanks to the Lord because he is gracious and compassionate.
有给我们感谢神，因为他是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
You know, we just get up every day, we just spend a little bit of time, and we say, God, I thank you for who you are.
所以每天早上起来，我们起来就说：“神啊，我们感谢你给了我们这个生命。
”I thank you, Lord, that you hold my life together.
感谢神，你能托住我们的生命。
I thank you, God, that I'm even alive.
感谢神，你在我们生命当中一切。
Now think.
我们想一想。
Think.
想一想。
You know that parent that says, "If they would only thank me."
那个父母亲说：“哎呀，孩子，如果你能够只是说一声谢谢的话。
”You know if.Our children thank us, we're willing to do anything.
如果是我们的孩子能谢谢我们，我们愿意为他们做一切。
You know Chicago?
你们知道芝加哥是吧？
Who's been to Chicago?
你们有去过芝加哥的请举手。
You know that little tiny lake, that small little dinky tiny lake in front of Chicago?
说你知道那个在芝加哥前面那个小小的湖吗？
You know, you can just kind of look right across it, right?
说你能知道，你能直接能看过去。
Nice warm water.
是很暖和的，很暖和的水。
No, it's like a sea. It's like an ocean.
不是的，那个湖呢，就像一个大海一样。
You know, and this is Chicago, the windy city, with all that cold. The water is freezing.
那个在芝加哥的是个这个风之城，那个水呢是非常的冷的。
You know, and so to get places, they used to take ships.As though they were going across an ocean.
So, 就如果你从芝加哥去别的地方的时候，有时要坐船，就像过海一样。
But they've got a lot of storms.
但是呢，有很多的风暴。
So in 1860,
在1860年
there was a really big ship that held 400 people, and it used to go back and forth. It was a ferry.
就在有一个那个轮渡呢，它可以大概几百个人，它。在这个湖上来回穿越。
And the name of the ship was Lady Elgin.
他说这个是这个这个船的名字呢叫这个 L 金女士。
Okay. Excellent. I love working with you.
Okay. Me too.
But a storm came.
有一个风暴来了。
A big storm.
是个很大风暴。
And these huge waves.
那很大的浪。
And there's different ships out there.
那有很多不同的船在那个地方。
And there's another smaller ship.
还有一个很小的船。
Do you see the smaller ship?
看到那个小船没有？
Yeah, it's called the Augusta.
是奥古斯塔。
So, Lady Elgin is going this way. Augusta is going that way.
Elgin 女士是往那个方向走，奥古斯塔从这个方向来。
Winds are blowing this way.
那风是往那个方向刮。
And the waves go this way, the waves go that way, the waves go this way. The waves are just out of control.
那巨浪是各个方向在起时起时伏。
The Elgin with 400 people inside.
那么在Elgin 里边有大概有四百个人在里面。
The Augusta is right next to it.
这个奥古斯塔呢是在它旁边。
Boom!
它一直就横着撞上来。
Right into the side of the Augusta.
一直就撞到这个奥古斯塔，这个奥古斯塔就撞到它旁边。
400 people.
有船上有四百个人。
Remember the Titanic?
你想到我们这个泰坦尼克。
You know the Titanic had calm waters.
那泰坦尼克呢？它呢是那个水呢是平静的水。
No, this is just an out of control storm.
这个呢是在一个风暴里边。
Almost 300 drowned.
有三百个人淹死了。
But there was a group of students that were standing on the shore, and they could see what was going on.
在那个岸上有大概有一群学生，他们可以看到那个湖里发生的事情。
They were actually theology students.
他们是神学生。
And one of them swam really well.
有一个，其中有一个人呢，他可以，他游的游泳游的非常好。
His name was Edward Spencer.
他的名字叫爱德华，Spencer.
You know, you can see this is his grave.
都我们看到呢，可以看到他的那个墓碑。
So what he did is he had the other students tie a rope around him.
他干什么呢？他让别的学生呢，在他腰间呢拴了一根绳子。
They would sit and look for the people.
他们就在那看到那个人的那水人的在水里边时起时伏。
And then he would swim and swim and swim and swim and go grab somebody.
他就一直游过去，然后就抱住那个人。
And then bring them back in.
然后就把这个人给带回来。
And then they would look for another.
然后他就再出去呢，再去抓
救另外一个人。And then he would go back out and grab that other person.
说再去救另外一个人。
He saved 17 people.
他救了十七个人。
17 people were going to die.
十七个人会死掉的。
He saved every single one of those lives.
但是他救了这十七个人。
He did that for 6 hours.
他花了六个小时来救这十七个人。
6 hours in that freezing water.
就六个小时在那个冰冷的水里面游泳
damaged his body.
这个冰冷的水呢就影响了他对他身体有巨大的影响
he had to quit school.
他不能再上学了
you know, some stories say that he was in a wheelchair the rest of his life.
他有的故事就说呢说这个人呢是在轮椅里边
and then he died.
然后他就死掉了
you know, they have this funeral.
所以他们就有一个葬礼
andA good friend gets up to talk about his life.
那么他的一个好朋友就站起来就讲到他的生活。
And he talks about saving 17 people.
他就讲到了他救了十七个人。
And then he went on to say one more thing.
然后他接着又提到还有一件事情。
What do you think the next thing he was going to say was?
如果你知道他接下来他要救的是谁。
What was that man going to say about saving those 17 lives?
说这个人，他对他救了这十七个人，他会说什么呢？这个人。
What he said is he saved 17 lives, but something was wrong.
他说呢，他救这十七个人呢是错的。
Not one of them ever came and thanked him.
因为这十七个人当中没有一个人回来跟他说一声谢谢你。
He gave them life.
说他给了这些人十七个人生命。
And they never even came to him.
但是没有一个人回到他的面前来说
He just said, Thank you.
只是说谢谢你
Sometimes that's what it's like with God.
有的时候我们所做的就像这样人做的一样
We just don't take the time to thank him
我们就是不愿意花时间来感谢神。
We need to take time and thank God.
我们应该花时间来感谢神。
Not a thankful attitude, but saying in prayer to God, "Thank you for my life."
不仅仅这是一个感恩的态度，真的就是在我们的祷告里面说出来，说我们感谢神。
And that's what I would like to encourage.
这就是我想鼓励大家要做的。
You know that every day we spend time and we pray and we talk to God.
那我们每一天呢都要祷告，要向神祷告。
You know, and we acknowledge who He is.
我们承认他是神。
We ask Him to give us things.
我们向他祈求，让他给我们赐予我们一些东西。
We ask Him to do things.
我们向他祈求，请他帮助我们做一些事情。
But to that list of things that we add, we should thank God.
但是在这一串是要我们要求神做的事情里面，我们其中要加上一件，我们要感谢神。
Not only thank Him for what He's given us，
不仅仅是只是感谢他所给我们的那些东西。
Thank Him for who He is，
感谢他，因为他是神。
And thank Him for even giving us life，
感谢他，他给了我们生命。
Jesus is God，
耶稣就是神。
He created us，
他创造了我们。
So as we close up,
所以当我们来结束的时候
，In the book of Revelation,
说在这个启示录里边
，Sometimes people think, you know, this is about how the world ends.
这有的人很多讲的启示录就说啊，这讲的世界怎么样结束的。
One of the most important parts of the book of Revelation is about praising God in prayer.
但是这个启示录里面很重要的一部分就是说怎么样在祷告里面感谢神。
And right in the middle of it, chapter 14, it says, fear God, give him glory and worship him.
说启示录正在这启示录中间就第十四章就说的说应当敬畏神把荣耀归给他敬拜他。
Why?
为什么
Just, it's very simple.
这因为原因很简单。
Fear God, give Him glory, worship Him, because He made the heaven, He made the earth, He made the sea, and He made the springs of water, which means He made the water that gives us life every day.
所以我们应当敬畏神，归荣耀给他，敬拜他，是因为他是那创造天地海和众水泉源的神，这是每天我们生活所用的水都是他给的。
If God did nothing,
如果神什么都没有做。
If God never even sent Jesus to save us,
如果神从来没有将耶稣基督来派到世间来
，If God never even helped us in our lives,
如果神在我们的生活当中从来不会帮助我们
，If He never even gave us anything,
如果他从来什么都没有给过我们
，I think we still owe Him thanks.
但是我们其实应该还是要感谢他
，Because He's given us life,
因为他给了我们生命。
The six, there's the four living creatures that are worshiping God.
在有四活物里有在敬拜神。
You know who I'm talking about?
你知道我在说什么吗
？One of the four living creatures and the 24 elders.
说在我们这四活物和二十四长老。
And at one point, the four living creatures, you know, they're there, holy, holy, holy. It's the Lord God Almighty.
说是这个四活物一直在那个就说圣在圣在圣在神万能的全能神。
And this just goes on all the time.
说在一直在里边，在这个启示录里边。
But it says something else.
但是他们说了别的事情。
Something they do all the time.
所以他们所做的一些事情。
I think in heaven they're even doing it right now.
在天国里面他们正在这样做。
You see, the book of Revelation, when it talks about heaven, is just telling us how to live our lives here, like they did up there.
所以在启示录里面讲的时候，我们在地上怎么样生活，就是我们在天上怎么样生活。
Go back one slide.
我们再回到前面一个 slide. Yeah.
They give him glory, they give him honor, remember?
他们将荣耀，将尊贵给他。
Remember what he said in Romans?
你记得他在罗马书里面怎么说的吗
？Not honor him as God and not give him thanks.
他们不敬拜他，不把他当神来看。
But the four living creatures, they're giving him honor and they're giving him thanks. That's what we should do.
所以这四活物在这个地方讲的说是他们将荣耀尊贵给他。
Why?
为什么
？It's just simply because he's worthy.
为什么？因为他是配得的。
You know, I'm just going to thank him because he's worthy.
因为我们感谢他，就是因为他是配得。
Why?
为什么呢
Look at that. You created all things.
因为你创造了万物。
You're worthy of my praise and thank you because you created us.
你是配得我们的赞美，因为你创造了万物，创造了我们。
And you're worthy of our honor and thanks simply because it's by your will, by your decision, that we even exist and that we were created.
所以我们要赞美你，尊贵你，是因为万物都是因为你的旨意而被创造而有的。
You know, earlier I was struggling.
那么早前的时候呢，我在一直在挣扎。
You know, I wanted to say, oh.We should give thanks because it helps us.
我早前在想的时候，我们应该感谢神呢，因为呢，这样可以帮助我们。
You know, I wanted to say, oh, you know, we get depressed sometimes and discouraged, and one way to get out of depression and discouragement is to thank God.
所以我们有的时候呢，我们会感觉呢受一些压抑，我们感觉呢心情很压抑。这样的时候，这个时候呢，我们如果把感谢给神的时候呢，会帮助我们走出那种状况。
I wanted to say, you know, sometimes we have negative thinking and negative thoughts, and from our negative thinking and negative thoughts, we expect negative things to happen, and because we have negative thinking and negative thoughts, we expect. Are you following?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.We expect negative things to happen, and then what happens? Because we've got negative thinking, the negative things happen.
So, 我们有的时候在想呢，就是因为我们有很多负面的思想，负面的这个期盼，所以我们生活当中呢就会有负面的事情会发生。所以实际上，负面事情发生呢，就是因为我们有负面的期盼。
And the Bible tells us in situations like that, we should have positive thinking, which is actually faith in God. And if we have positive thinking,We expect God to do positive things, and because we have positive thinking and we expect positive things to happen, positive things do happen.
所以我但圣经告诉我们说呢，我们如果有正面的思想，正面的期盼，是我们有对生活有这样的期盼的时候呢，正面的事情就会在我们生活当中发生。
You know, these things are both true.
说这个事情确实呢都是对的。
You know, that's what I wanted to say.
这是我本来想要说的。
You know, I didn't want you to leave and say, well, what does it have to do with my life? How does this help me?
So, 我本来想就是你大家离开的时候呢，说这些经节呢对我有什么帮助呢？
The Bible says that we should honor and thank him simply.
对，但是圣经告诉我们说，我们要就感谢他，尊贵他，仅仅因为是。
Who he is,
他是神
and he's given us life.
他给了我们生命
We don't need any other reason.
我不需要其他的原因来感谢他
Because of who he is and who we are, we owe it to him.
仅仅因为是他是神，我们是被他所造的，所以我们就应该感谢他。
So what do we do?
所以我们应该怎么做什么呢？
下一个 So there's a place in Thessalonians.
So, 铁撒在那个圣经里面，在铁撒罗尼迦。
You know, it's one of those things where it says, "Pray without ceasing."
说讲的说不住的祷告。
You know, and of course we think, man, does that pray mean that 24 hours a day I'm supposed to be praying?
那不住的祷告是不是一天二十四小时一直不停的祷告呢
？Maybe.
也许就是。
I mean, it could mean we're supposed to pray on a regular basis and don't stop praying on a regular basis.
所以也可能是意味着，就是说我们应该呢是按有一个正常的一个经常性的祷告，而不要停止。
Pray without ceasing.
那就说不住的祷告。
But notice what he connects with the praying without ceasing.
所以他把这个祷告呢跟这个不断的在一起。
These are together.
都这是在一起的。
Pray without ceasing and give thanks in every single circumstance, no matter what.
所以在这样不住的祷告，而且是凡事谢恩，不管是发生了什么情况。
Why?
为什么呢
？This is God's will.
这是因为这是神所定的旨意。
This is God's will for our lives.
这是神所在我们生命当中所定的旨意。
My hope.
那我的盼望是。
Is that tomorrow morning?
明天早晨
or maybe tomorrow night,
也许或者明天晚上
and Tuesday morning,
或者礼拜二早晨
Wednesday morning,
礼拜三早晨
and Thursday morning,
而且是礼拜四的早晨
or maybe Thursday night,
然后也可能是礼拜四的晚上
You see, I'm saying every day,
也就是说每一天
spend some time praying,
花一点时间祷告
You know, you pray to God for a lot of things.
你可以向神祷告的时候，你可以提到很多事情。
But make sure you thank God.
但是呢，保证有一点，就是你要感谢神。
You know, not a thankful attitude.
不仅仅只是有个我感恩的心态。
That's not enough.
这个只不够的。
It's to, He's God.
Okay, 我只假装是神，对。
Okay, okay, just pretend.
Yeah.
God, thank you for giving me my life today.
Bless you.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for who you are. You are amazing, God.
所以每天要感谢神，要说谢谢你给了我生命，谢谢你给我一个奇妙的生命，每一天。
Okay. That's what I want.
所以这就是我希望你要做的。
Because it's God's will for our lives.
这因为这是神所在我们生命当中所定的旨意。
Let's pray.
来，我们祷告。
God Almighty, we thank you.
全能的神，我们感谢你。
And we actually ask you to forgive us.
我们向你祈求，希望你能够赦免我们的罪。
For asking for things.
是因为我们一直向你求事情。
And not thanking you.
但是却不感谢你。
We ask you to forgive us because we don't even ask you.
因为我们感谢你，是因为我们因为不向你祈求。
And we don't even thank you.
我们也不感谢你。
We pray that you will change us so that we will have a prayer life.
我们盼望你帮助我们能够有一个祷告的生活。
And help us to thank you in every prayer.
也帮助我们在每一次祷告当中都会感谢你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。